Happy Friday, everybody. It's your boy, it's your pal, it's your amigo, it's your compadre, John Atova. I am so sorry, Mama. Yeah, that one hurt. I think it got louder somehow.
Yeah.
This thing is, can't wait almost for it to be done. Anyway, you're listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Don't eat Tide Pods, listen to the Fried Pod, and we got a slam jam packed show today. I'm very excited because it's a first. Joining me today, not only Alan Jackson over here tickling the keyboards, but my mama's here. Everybody clap for Mama. Betty Reap is in the house.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Mom. You look good. I like your new hairdo today.
Thank you.
You got your hair did.
I did.
It looks excellent. So here's what we're doing. Mom is here to give a movie review. We used to do a segment back in the day. It's been a while since we've done this. It's not proper English. It's been a while since we have done this. Before we came to YouTube, we were doing Betty Boo's movie reviews. And people liked it. And, you know, we got a little busy. But we're back. And last night, me and Mom and Jody and Lainey went to go see the movie of The Joker. So Mom's going to review that here in a minute. So we got a Betty Boo's movie review. We got Small Town News. Sean Setzer is going to come in here a minute and do a Small Town News segment. We got a John's Journal. That's where I read from my high school journal. And, yep, that's it. And we might play some games. I went to a Goodwill, and I bought some random games. Because I listen to a lot of other podcasts and radio shows, and sometimes it's fun for the listener to play along in a little game that they do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I felt like since Mark Hunt can't be here today, in honor of Mark Hunt, I did go to a Goodwill, and I bought a board game.
So this is a board game you bought at a Goodwill?
Yes, I bought this.
Okay.
I'll just do it now. Here it is. This is the board game. I got this for 75 cents.
Ooh.
It came out in 1982, I think. It's called Gender Bender. There we go. Very, very politically correct.
This is going to be
Gender Bender. I think we just got flagged on YouTube just by saying those two words each other.
Right.
I think the PC police are on their way. But this is it, Gender Bender. And here's the idea of the game. This is how you keep score right there, but I read it earlier. Basically, the idea of this game is, it's best if you have two girls, two guys.
Okay.
However you identify. I'm female, right?
Not right.
Okay. Alan, you identify as a man?
Yes.
I as well. I'm a man. So we can technically play this game.
Two against one. Maybe.
I feel like anybody could play it. You could mix it up.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was a little different back then. So the idea is...
So this is like a 30-year-old game, is that right?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I read the date on it somewhere. I forgot where it was. But it was like 1982 or 83 or something. It's very old.
Wow.
The idea is... Oh, there's Johnny Poovy. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny, come on in here.
Come on in, Drew.
Johnny Poovy got here early. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we have just started the podcast. Have a seat. That's my mom. Have you ever met Betty Reap?
Hello. Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Why don't you have a seat right there, bro?
Okay.
Where did you just come from?
Charlotte,
okay. Hey, all right. We got them coming in from Charlotte. We got them coming in from Asheville, Mom.
Hey,
people from all around.
Johnny
still got his. It's all good, brother. So here's what you walked in on. I got this game at a Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to have a segment on the show where we play games and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be fun since we already do a Goodwill hunting segment with Mark Hunt.
Right.
But he's not here. In honor of him, I went and got this game. It's called Gender Bender.
Okay.
That's the appropriate response.
That's the response.
You're nervous already, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
I said the PC police are on their way. But the idea of this game is you pick a card, and let's say since Mom's the only female in the crowd, right, we would have Mom read a question, and... we try to answer it how we think she would answer the question.
Okay.
If she were a male.
Right.
Does anyone understand what I'm saying? So here it is, blue card, right? Here it is. Suppose you were a man. So mom, I'm just going to pick one from the middle. Okay, here we go. Gender Bender, 1982. All right, don't...
You want me to read it?
Okay, so you read it, and then give us the answers. Don't tell us which one you would pick. We try to choose between the three of us which one we think she would pick. And if we're right, we get a point, and the game continues thus.
I see.
Gotcha. All right, so read that question, and then read us the options. Can you see it?
The mugger is not very big.
Wait a minute. Let me see that.
I might need to get my glasses on.
Yeah. No, you're right. Suppose you're a man. Question. Well, that's weird. Right out the gate, I don't like the way they're... Like, okay, go ahead.
You read it again?
Yeah, I apologize.
The mugger is not very big, but he has a knife. You're broke, and you're broke. What do you do? A... Run. B. Fight. C. Ask if he'll take a check.
Okay, now, Mom, you're pretending that you're a man in this situation, okay? So if a mugger came up to you and you're a man, what would you do? Don't answer. But we got to try to figure out what we think she's going to say if she were a man.
Okay, wait a minute. We're trying to guess what we think she's going to choose, but
yes.
We have to remember that she's
a man.
She's pretending to be a man.
She's pretending to be a man.
God, this is a gender bender.
I'm being already.
It's a mind bender is what it is. I am so confused. All right, so read it again one more time.
The mugger is not very big, but he has a knife, and you're broke. What do you do? A, run. B, fight. C, ask if he'll take a check.
All right. I got what I think you're going to say you would do if you're a man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess at this point we should write down what we think. And that's what these things are for. But don't worry about it. You got it in your head?
I got it in my head. All right. Yeah.
So don't answer. What do you think she's going to say?
I don't know. As spunky as your mom is, I'm going to say she's going to fight.
Okay, so there's one for fight.
I was going to go with fight also.
I mean,
her playing the role of the guy.
Yeah.
There, so, yeah.
I also said fight, but I'm 50-50 on fight and run. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom, what would you do if you were a man?
If I were a man, I would fight.
Yay! So that is, I think we all got that one right.
Yes,
we okay, did. So there you go. Wow, good thing you're not a man. Because I don't want you fighting, Mama. If a mugger comes up to you, you ask if he can take a check.
That's right. Well, if I had my pocketbook, I'd hit him.
That's right. That's right. Reminds me of a funny story. Remember that one? I think I've done this in my act before. My dad, my mom, and a neighbor from the neighborhood, Cynthia, was taking self-defense classes.
Mm-hmm.
And, Cynthia was bragging to my dad about how she's like, I could whoop any man's ass, that kind of stuff and whatever. Right. And mom was going along with it. And then one night he decides to teach him a lesson. And so what he does is he dresses like a mugger.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a pantyhose, puts it on his head.
Mm-hmm.
They go walking around the block for exercise. They're walking around the block. As they're going this way, he sets out this way so that they will meet up face to face in the middle of the road. And it's a whole story.
Yeah.
Mom, why don't you tell that story? What are your memory from that? Because you were there. I was just told this from you. What do you remember from that night?
What I remember is we were walking and Cynthia, I said, there's somebody coming. And she said, don't worry, you will be okay. And I said, he looks like he might not have any clothes on underneath that coat he's wearing.
Yeah.
She said, well, just go along with me. Just do what I do. And so the closer he got, I realized he had something over his head. And I said, well, whatever he's planning to do, he doesn't want us to know who he is. And then, next thing I know, she is screaming and runs off and leaves me there.
Yeah, there's your first rule of self-defense. Avoid a fight. So she ran away. That's because she's a woman, though. See, now if she was a man, according to gender bender,
the 1982 gender bender.
Yes. Yes. Please do not send us nasty, mean, hateful emails. Yes.
We're just playing the game
that I found at a Goodwill. We mean nothing by it. Should I play one?
Yes.
As a woman.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's do that.
All right, so I'm going to pick one in the middle. Mom, you pick a pink card and then have it. Let me have it. And, Oh, we'll, this will be the last time, I think. This is a pretty stupid game. Okay. Suppose I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Your husband suddenly becomes famous.
Ooh.
Ah.
Do you think this will make you feel threatened, proud, as if you made it happen? Now, I'm a woman, and I'm married.
Okay.
And my husband gets famous.
All right.
And now how would I feel about it?
The three options were you're threatened,
am proud, I threatened, proud, or...
Did you feel like you made it happen?
I feel like I made it happen. Hmm.
What would John think?
All right, let me think about what I actually would think.
What would John, as a 1982 woman, Mary, female...
1982. Right, I'm a child. Okay. Somehow I got married illegally.
Yes.
It was arranged.
Well, it was arranged. Yeah. Okay, I picked one.
I won?
Yeah. Who wants to go first? Mom, what do you think?
Threatened.
Okay. So Mom says threatened.
Threatened.
I think John thinks he made it happen.
See, I'm going to go proud. So we've actually split all three ways. Somebody's going to win. Two people are going to lose.
Well, I'll tell you what. The winner's going to get a frothy, cold beverage.
It won't be me.
And that person doesn't have one yet. Which means Johnny Poovy. As if I made it happen because I'm already famous. Well, that was a weird one to choose, though.
Yeah, it was.
So, all right. Odd game. Yeah. But it was 75 cents.
I think we got 75 cents worth of enjoyment out of it.
So. What we should do is next time we get any female in here, maybe we'll randomly play this.
Yes.
You know.
I think that's good when you've got that.
Yeah. So, Mom, congratulations. You're the first person to play Gender Bender.
Thank you.
Now, so we got those games. Also, we got like a random trivia. I also bought a Cranium and Last Word. Last Word is dumb. Cranium's classic, though.
It's like a trivia, right?
This is trivia. Okay. This part of it. It's got four different segments on there, but one of them is data head. It's just trivia. So we can play games later. We got to introduce Johnny Poovy. Johnny Poovy just walked in here in the middle of all this stuff. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Can you catch us up real quick? For those of you just joining us, Johnny Poovy is the reason the John Reap Cruise is happening. Can you catch everybody up? Give us a little update on the John Reap Cruise. What's going on?
Well, we have got everything set up. We're almost sold out on the cabins at the group rate.
Got it.
People can still book after that. It's just more expensive.
Right.
Right now we have 14 cabins left.
Okay.
There are four balconies and 10 ocean views.
Okay. And that is going to be March the 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
We leave out of Port Canaveral, right? Mm-hmm. Cape Canaveral.
That's correct. Yep.
We're going to Cocoa Key. Mm-hmm. We're going to
Nassau.
I'm calling it Come Laugh Your Nassau.
That's right.
Yes. So what we're going to do, I'm going to do a stand-up show. Mm-hmm. We're going to do karaoke.
Yes.
And we're going to do one of these.
Yep.
On the ship. Awesome. And plus whatever shenanigans we get into. And it's going to be a blast. So if you want information on that, the couple ways you could do it, if you go to johnreap.com, if you go to johnreap.com, you'll see there is the big window, right? Right when you open it up, there's a big image of me. And if you scroll to the right, to the left on that image, eventually you will come across there it is. Right there. That's all the information you need. Click on Learn More when you get there. Or you could call this guy, Johnny Poovy, and he will take care of you.
828.
I'm super excited. Go ahead.
217-0343.
Do it again.
828-217-0343.
Come get on the boat, man. I'm looking forward to it, dude.
And I'm telling you, it's a lot more expensive after those group cabins are gone.
Yeah, because we don't have, I mean, it's a gigantic ship. How big is the ship, you think?
The ship is approximately 3,500 passengers.
Right. Mariner of the Seas, Royal Caribbean, 3,500.
Yeah.
So we don't have the whole ship. I'm not that famous.
Not yet.
Maybe next year. So we got ourselves a little, nice little corner or whatever. And if you want to be a part of this, you got to get in this way because otherwise it goes up. And you don't get a certain wristband for the certain stuff.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be, you have to have a pass to get into the private events for John.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't have it, you don't get in.
That's it. So if you're thinking about it, you might want to pull the trigger ASAP.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Well, there you go. Now, we always like to do this. We like to read people's emails. And we like to read the YouTube comments. So let me do that real quick. All right. So we got an email from a guy named Tyler Dees.
Tyler Dees.
I wonder if he's no relation to Rick Dees.
No.
D-E-E-S.
D-E-E-S. Yeah, that's the same way Rick did it.
Sounds
too,
nuts.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Mom, why did you laugh at that?
Your expression.
Okay.
That was it.
It wasn't the joke. I'm not going to pry any further than that. All right. So subject is Old John. That's the subject.
Okay.
From Tyler Deese. Now, Mom, can you cover your ears from time to time?
Okay.
All right. From time to time.
Earmuffs.
So get ready in a minute. Old John, you are the funniest guy alive. I cry and pee when I listen to your comedy. Thank you so much for being who you are. In parentheses, funniest ginger / earmuffs. Dog dick alive. Shoot me a message back and make not just my day or week, but my whole goddamn life. You're the best, man. I hope to meet you one day. If you ever come to Indiana, I swear I'll be there. Sincerely, a huge fan, Tyler Dees. Well, I mean, he cursed a lot, but he means well.
Okay.
So, he was going with love.
Yeah. Cursing with love.
Cursing with love. Thank you, Tyler Dees. Mom, you want to tell us? Look at that camera right there and tell Tyler Dees to watch his language.
Hey, Tyler, you need to watch your language, please.
Okay. There you go. Say what? All right. Then what we also do is we read a YouTube comment. Now, I got two here I want to read. This one is by a guy named Fast Freddy Muldoon. Muldoon. All right.
So Fast is his official first name?
Yeah, this is Freddy's like his middle YouTube. Name. Yeah.
His handle.
Yeah. I think I knew a Fast Freddy in high school. There's always, if you're Freddy, and you're a decent, fast. Yeah, there's a, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a slow
there's
Freddy.
There's no slow Freddy here. Freddy,
yeah. Yeah. So he goes, and this is in regards to our podcast with Tyler Troop. PBA bowler.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Guppy Troop's son?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. He was sitting right there.
Wow.
And that dude is hilarious and a good guy. And I love his hair.
Yeah.
So this is in regards to that. So I'm going to have to comment on that one. It says, I was there at Colonial Lanes the morning Kyle bowled his first 300 game in the Papa John's Youth League. The kid was amazing to watch. Yeah. Who knew that we had... that Hickory had one of the best bowlers in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was in Japan. He goes to Australia. He goes to England. He goes everywhere.
And pretty he started amazing. At Colonial Lanes in Hickory.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a Colonial Lane in England, too. Probably one in Australia.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and here's another one by Reddy Armstrong. I hope I didn't cut off that F by accident. Mm-hmm. All right. This guy wants to write the song.
Oh, okay.
But I told everybody. I opened it up for everybody.
Sure, yeah.
So we're about to change the title of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's called The Fried Pod.
Right.
And we are on... Oh, shoot, I forgot to do that part. Hi, you're listening to The Fried Pod. Soon to be called Local Boy Makes Good. We are on YouTube right now, SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, All Things Comedy, and The Mesh all together. Don't forget to
rate, review, share,
subscribe, and share. That's right, subscribe and share. All right, so We're about to change the title to Local Boy Makes Good, and we're going to change the theme song as well.
Right.
And the theme song is going to be to the tune of Just a Good Old Boys by Waylon Jennings. Yeah. So I changed the lyrics. I told everybody, if you can sing it, send it to me. Sing we'll see it. What happens. So this
you
guy.
Sing it, bring it.
Yeah, if you can sing it, bring it. I like that. So this guy said he's still working on the song. Just want you to know I have not forgotten about you. One question, though. Do you want it in the style of Merle Haggard or Waylon Jennings or both? I think that's a jab at me.
A little bit of a joke towards you.
I messed up. And I was saying, like, oh, you know the one by Merle Haggard. And it was like, right. No, it's Waylon Jennings. So that was my fault. Good one, Mr. Armstrong. He goes, one more question. How long do you want the song to be? Sure hope you like it. Got some really funny lines in it. Bless you. And still your number one Reaper. Great podcast. So we don't need any lines. I wrote it.
Yeah.
You just sing it the way I wrote it. I'll put the lyrics up on my Facebook. I'll put them up on YouTube as well.
Okay, good.
And just stick to the script, please. all right. So let's get to this movie review. All right, check.
I'm excited about this.
Out. I know at some point we'll have an opening theme.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to do a little movie review.
To Betty Boo's movie reviews. She's reviewed movies in the past. I went to see The Joker last night. Not The Joker. Joker. With my mom, my girlfriend, and her daughter. I took three ladies to go see The Joker.
It's daring.
Joker. And I don't know where if I should start, if I'm going to let you start. I know, Alan, you've seen it. Have you seen Joker?
I have not seen Joker yet.
Okay. All right. Do you know anything about it?
Very little. I know that they've put out the warnings about...
Oh, right. That's a whole other thing. I forgot about that part. Okay, so it's an origin story.
Wait a minute. What are the warnings?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, just the news had come out and was warning about... copycat people coming in and
Mom, do you remember
harming
what
individuals?
Happened in, somewhere in
Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
When that Batman movie came out, a guy dressed as the Joker and murdered a bunch of people in the theater. That was in God, right outside of Denver, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
Arcadia or something like that.
It was a little further out. It was right.
I was there when it happened.
Really?
I mean, not the theater.
Sure.
I was in Denver.
Yeah.
And we had to do comedy the next night. Yeah. And that was weird because it's like, what do you do? I forgot. Do you mind looking it up?
Is it Arcadia Shores or something like that?
It's so close to Denver. It's basically Denver. But anyway, so that's what happened. So they were afraid because it was in the Batman world, you know, the Batman Joker. And because it was a Joker who did it last time, a guy dressed as the Joker did this.
So it was 2012.
2012.
And it was Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado, which is right outside of Denver.
7 years ago.
Yeah. So that's what he's talking about, Mom. They were giving all these warnings like, hey, a certain theaters wouldn't even show it.
Yeah.
So that's too bad because it's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. When I went to go see it in Charlotte, I went to go see another film in Charlotte, but I went to the theater that was showing it. They had a security guard. We had to go through a metal detector, pat down everything.
So, oh, my goodness.
Just to get in the movie theater.
Yeah.
That was downtown Charlotte.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. I feel like they do that.
Coming in on 16 85.
They may have done that at Ice Age or something like that, too, in kids' movies.
That's true. That's true. So I took my mom, and I didn't give her any explanation. The only thing I told you was... it's an origin story about how the Joker, from the Joker and the Batman, DC comic books, how he got started. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all I told you.
Did you tell me that before or after you had to explain it to me?
I told you before.
Okay. All right.
I said it's an origin story.
Okay.
And I think you said Oregon.
It's
an origin story.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go first, Mom. What are your thoughts of the Joker, just Joker, the movie?
Well, not being a...
But first, can you lean in a little bit? I feel like you're so far away from that microphone. Can she hear us? Can you hear her pretty good in there, Moose? Okay, we're good. Go ahead.
Okay, not being a comics buff fan or...
Sure.
I knew about Batman, and I knew the Joker was in there, but to me, this movie did not hit me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I... felt sorry for the man.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had been abused so much.
Spoiler alert. I forgot to tell everyone that. This is a big deal in the internet world.
That's true. Yeah, we got to put the spoiler.
If we don't tell people right now that we're going to say things that might spoil the movie. So you haven't seen it.
You won't spoil it for
me. Do you want to sit in here on this?
Sit in here.
Okay, because Sean Setzer came in here, and he's got a segment to do in a minute. So y'all are going to have to switch places in a second.
Yeah.
But just heads up, we're going to spoil it. All right, and continue.
Sorry. Okay. Well, you know, it starts off with him in this rundown place where he was dressing up like a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in front of a store that was closing down, and he was carrying a sign. And three teenagers came by and took the sign from him, and he chased them down. And then when he caught up with them, they beat him severely.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew pretty soon that he just didn't fight at all. He just lay there and let them kick mm-hmm. him everywhere. And so I felt sorry for him. And then later found out that he was on 7 different kinds of medication.
Mm-hmm.
He had been abused all his life. And he was going to a psychiatrist. The city stopped the funding for his psychiatry plus his medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody that has problems, mental problems, they need their medication.
Yeah.
And so the city just abandoned him.
Right.
And sort of the same thing happened to his mother because she had been in an institution.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been too, and they just let him out.
Right.
And, you know, the city just abandoned the mentally handicapped plus the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus there was a garbage strike going on, and the trash had not been picked up for weeks.
Yeah.
And they said that there were rats all around the city, which I never saw any rats.
Okay.
But it was just a very sad story. And
it was a sad story.
Yeah.
Now, did you, is it what you thought you would see?
No.
What did you think?
I thought I was going to have, it was going to be a comic. It was a comic.
A comic,
yeah. I thought I was going to see Batman and Robin.
Well, lots changed since those days. In the 1960s version that was with Bruce, with
Adam West.
And,
a little bit different.
A little bit different. A little less cartoony. No Kapow, no Kapangs. It is, I agree with you, very, very sad. Mm-hmm. So it's not what you thought, but did you walk away going like, well, that was a good movie? Be honest.
Good.
Was it a good movie?
I would not have gone had it not been for you.
Right.
But after hearing your side of the story, it was a good movie.
Oh. Look at that. I talked you into believing it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because you said, don't you remember the boy saw somebody dressed up like the Joker kill his mother and daddy?
Yeah.
And his name was Bruce. Wayne.
So I basically had to break it down for you.
What happened
in this film. So, mm-hmm. So I don't know how to do this. Two thumbs up, two thumbs down. What do you... people that are maybe in your circle, your group, and your age group... Would you
my
recommend
side
this?
Of the people, the us older senior citizens.
No, I just meant like beautiful blonde people. What do you think I meant?
I think 70 and older people would not appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because we're not in, well, most of us are not into
comics.
Right.
Yeah, you've got bigger issues. I agree. Well, Alan, do you want to go next or should I go?
I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll chime in. I mean, okay. I'll go ahead and tell you. I liked it a lot, so I'm kind of curious to hear what you think.
I thought it was a great movie. I didn't. I was expecting there to be a lot of similarities between the Joker and this movie I saw a long time ago called The King of Comedy.
Yeah.
Now, The King of Comedy came out in the 80s, I believe.
I think it was early 80s.
It's a Scorsese film.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Robert De Niro, who plays kind of a... He's a mentally disturbed kind of guy who wants to be a comedian, and he basically kidnaps the host of a late night talk show played by Jerry Lewis kidnaps him in order to get a spot on the show, and that, and he makes it happen, and he becomes famous because of it. It, interesting enough, Robert De Niro in this film now plays the talk show host.
Oh, wow.
So I'm having to think the guy who directed it must have been a huge fan of that movie, and that's why De Niro is specifically playing that part.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see that it wasn't a carbon copy of that.
No, I think it was inspired by it, but, you know, it had enough callbacks.
It pulled from it, but there was a lot of stuff in there. That was great. Now, you know what I was thinking the whole time I was sitting there with my, my poor sweet mother was that, wow, this dude, mentally ill guy, is pursuing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
This dude lives with his mother. I live with my mother. This dude, you know, like he was living in a huge, crazy city, Gotham City. And in the back of my brain, I'm thinking, I bet you that's what my mom and dad thought when I was moving to L.A. for the first time. That's what it was like. Like, that poor kid's lost his mind. He's going to put makeup on his face and run around, and he's going to have to, you know, he's going to get beat up all the time. He's going to be spinning signs out front of a going-out business store. You know, that's what I thought maybe you were thinking this whole time, and maybe you weren't enjoying it because you were thinking, oh, gosh, that's my son. You know, and I was like, no, it's not me. So there's some interesting parallels in that regard.
But
yes,
your mommy loves you.
Oh, that's exactly
and
right.
And that woman.
That's something that we talked about on the way home.
Did not love her.
That's what.
Adopted son.
That's another thing, spoiler alert. So,
uh-oh.
No, we said it.
No,
this
is
a huge spoiler.
We've already put the spoiler warning out.
Yeah, it's fine. We're going to talk about it. So, I thought it was great because another reason, and Jody brought this to my attention, everything that happened, I mean, I have to watch it again, but, it, you know, probably 80 to 90 to 100% of everything that happened in that film is something that could happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike most DC, Marvel comic book movies where you have to fly around or shoot laser beams at you. It's like, okay, everyone's got powers. They're all going to fight. Anything's possible.
Right.
Okay, well, there's that. And that's neat to watch on a gigantic screen. But this, the acting was so good. And the fact that this stuff could happen made it a better film for me in that regard. I wouldn't even say it's a comic book. I mean, it's a comic book movie, but it's more than that.
It's just, it's based on parts
it's based
from comics,
on
but it's its own thing.
It's its own thing, and Joaquin Phoenix has got to get an Oscar for
that.
Awesome. Oh, he was.
Well, he
was really good.
And that laughing disease is a real thing. Also, another thing that I was drawing another parallel to this is that my uncle, your brother, had a condition, and so he had to. He got picked on a lot, so and he lived with his mother by himself for a little while. So I'm thinking there's so much that we have in common with this film.
Yes.
What's different is what you said. I was loved. This kid was never loved.
Right.
His mother adopted him. He found out in the film he was adopted. Didn't know that. Also found out his mother. Was writing letters to the wannabe mayor, Bruce Wayne's father.
Yeah, Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne,
mm-hmm.
who she said was his dad, which didn't turn out to be true, as far as we know. It's like you pick or choose.
Yeah,
right.
Who do you believe? I mean, she was crazy, but it could have happened. So we don't really know there, as far as I know. Now, I've not done the research. I've just saw it one time. So that happened. But he wasn't loved. He was shunned. Society didn't want him. He got picked on. He got beat up. The opposite of that is what happened to me. I was showered with love by the perfect parents.
So that's
the theme. Love changes everything. Love each other. All right, Alan, I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, okay. So I like the movie. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was really good. I agree. He should get some sort of award for it. So that was great. So I've got a whole theory about the film.
I like it.
And this is super spoiler. So, I mean, you've already said it. But I kind of feel like there's a chance that the whole story was in his head.
Oh, that's another thing.
Because it starts out with him talking to the social worker, a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, he's in the hospital.
He's in there again.
But he's talking to a woman that looks a whole lot like the woman that was his... His
girlfriend or this psychiatrist?
No, at the very end.
Yeah.
They're both kind of middle-aged African-American women.
Yes.
They're not the same person,
right,
but they look really, really similar.
Okay.
And I just wonder how much of it is... That's kind of his own origin story he was making up for himself. That he's already psychotic. He's already a bad guy. He's already in the hospital prison. But he's kind of giving himself this origin story because it's
interesting. It's plausible because you're right. The very first scene is him in the hospital. And Mother, you brought this to my attention. How did he get out?
Yeah.
Who let him out? Why did he let him out?
Well,
we never know. And here's another question I have for you.
Sure.
When he went into his imaginary girlfriend's room that one time, sat on the couch, and she's like, I need you to leave. That's when we discovered he had made up that whole relationship in his brain.
Yep.
And there were parts, it's like a flashback, it reveals, she wasn't there that time, she wasn't there that time. Did he just walk out?
We don't really know exactly what happened there. Well, you even question, okay, so the whole thing with the Joker as a character is, he's like an agent of chaos. He just wants to mess with everything. He just wants to destroy everything. So I actually kind of wonder, was the laughing condition even real? Or something he just did to freak out everybody around him.
Create chaos
around him. You know,
but why would he do it?
Because it makes everybody uneasy and nervous. And he creates.
And he likes that.
He does.
I mean, you can keep going.
There's a lot of ways to interpret it.
Which is cool.
So I like any film where you come out not having a clear explanation, and you kind of get to make up your own ideas about what's going on. So I think it's cool.
I agree. What did you like about the ending? Remember when he left?
Yeah.
And he was walking out, and there were red footprints.
I was thinking, did he kill?
Right.
The other.
The therapist.
Well,
I mean, that's what the conclusion I drew.
But then it stopped. The blood stopped.
Well, he just probably just ran off. He walked another.
Yeah.
And then who was chasing him?
Probably the other guards.
Yeah, I think security guards
were chasing him. He just killed somebody, and now he's on the run, and they're chasing him. All of his life he's been chasing. And, that's interesting thought.
Yeah, just something to throw out there.
He made up the whole thing, because there were parts that were made up.
Well, okay, and the whole thing took place in like late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
Not sure why, other than maybe that's something he just wanted to kind of fantasize about in his own origin, being in that time period. Because there's no reason to put it back then.
Okay.
I don't know if they're planning on using him for other movies or whatever, but, you know. And then being inspired by Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy, movies like that. Yeah. It just makes you wonder how much of it was him just kind of creating his own story. And he was really in that hospital the whole time.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So, you know.
So, do you see another sequel or another one to follow up?
I
don't know if they.
I don't know what they would do. I mean, unless they just made him the new Joker.
See, and that's the other problem with it is, you know, if this happened back in like 1980 is when the movie was set.
Right.
Then if they were going to make a sequel or have him like actually interact with a Batman character, I mean.
It's over. This is an origin
like
story.
40 years ago.
And we already have the future. Those movies already came out.
So the time doesn't really work out, but, you know.
So what if the origin is all this in his head, but then it leads
to the real story. Yeah, so there we go. We do have a loophole. Please make another one, because I loved it.
One last thing I'll say. Maybe another theory is that he's not the actual Joker that we see later on.
Yeah.
He inspires, because there's a whole group of people that are putting on the clown mask and kind of inspired by him. So maybe he's the one that inspired
the true Joker.
The one that we actually know later on.
That's a good point, because we all know the origin of Batman, because that movie's been out.
Mm-hmm.
His parents were murdered in the alleyway by a guy who looks like, or in his brain, was the Joker.
Sure.
But it wasn't. It was another dude.
It was another guy.
And
maybe that's the one.
Is the real Joker.
We don't know.
That was inspired by this crazy lunatic, Joaquin Phoenix.
I think
who called himself the Joker, though, on television.
He did.
That because that guy was making fun of him.
Now, let me ask you this. Oh, I love this. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When he went on that late night talk show, now remember, he was rehearsing in his apartment how he was going to be on the guest, and it ended with him shooting himself.
Yeah.
Do you think he changed his mind in that moment when he realized, oh, the only reason you had, he had me on here was to make fun of me?
I think so,
or yeah. Was it pre-planned? Yeah, I think so, too.
I think he maybe planned he was going to try shoot himself and make a big spectacle, and that would be it.
Yeah.
Because he had just killed his mother, too.
Yeah, I think once he found out about, you know, what his mother lied about, and then he saw that they were really just kind of there to make fun of him and all that, I think that's when he changed and said, no, I'm gonna screw around with everybody here, and
I've already murdered a couple people. So at that point, he's murdered his mother, the three guys on the subway, and that one guy he worked with. Which, by the way, a very funny scene when the little person was trying to leave.
Yeah,
the locked door.
The theater. Everybody in the theater, man, was just having it was a tense scene.
Yes, it was.
And then it kind of had a mixture comedy with that. It was
probably like a real, like, if you were that kind of psychopath and that thing happened, I could see everything playing out the way it played out. You know, because you don't know how to act when weird, crazy, traumatic situations happen. I just murdered a guy, and now this, but I hate this guy. He's going to leave. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to kill him. Funny thing to do. Because it's weird. Why do you act? Yeah. You don't know what to do. It's so I can see that being, like I said, everything that happened in the film, I think could happen in real life, which I do like.
I didn't even think the guys in our studio. I don't even check to see if we spoiled it for them.
Say spoiler alert.
About that, I yelled it out loud. You guys heard me.
Our engineers, unfortunately, couldn't just cover their ears. I'm afraid. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, what's the least favorite thing about this film? If you had to pick something negative, you think about it, Mom. What's your least favorite thing about it?
Him getting beat up so much, being mistreated by everybody.
You just hate
and
to see that.
You know, he said his mother told him to, every day to put on a happy face. Mm-hmm. And one of the psychiatrists said something to him about, how do you feel today? And he said, you always ask the same questions. I have never been happy a day of my life.
In his life. That's right. I remember that. So for you, it was just the sad part of him.
How people
getting
can
beat
be,
down.
Yeah,
how sad it can be, life and society can treat mentally ill people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you've seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have any, I mean, there wasn't really anything particular I didn't care for. So,
yeah, I can tell you my least favorite part. And,
sure.
And I almost regret saying this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally love this dude, but I think Robert De Niro, his performance was kind of weak.
Well, you know, it was interesting.
It was weird. He had some weird teeth going on.
Well, and Robert De Niro is not known for being someone, a really good talk show guest.
No, he's one of the worst.
He's one of the worst guests.
Yeah.
So to actually put him as a host was really kind of an odd choice.
Yeah, it looked like he was a bad actor pretending to be a talk show. And I know he's a good actor.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was going on there. I wonder if him and Joaquin, the chemistry didn't mix in the having to shoot those scenes together.
I don't know.
Something didn't work.
Although, you know, the thing is, he wasn't acting like a talk show host that we would see nowadays.
No, he was
back in the 60s and 70s. Right. And I mean, they were, you know, kind of older. Yeah. They weren't really the jokesters as much. They were a little more to the point on stuff and really focus on the interviews. But yeah, he was still kind of odd. It was an odd.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted to have him in there. And that was the
I
part
agree.
They gave.
It was a tip of the cap to
it didn't work as well.
King
so,
of
yeah.
comedy.
I agree with you on that.
And unfortunately, I had to pee at one part of this movie.
Oh, man, that's
and
tough.
So one of the things I missed was when he went to the comedy club. Now, as the comedian in me watching this film, I know the struggle of having to write material, go perform it, how scary it can be in front of 2 to 3 people, whatever. I know that. So I was watching it with a little different lens, I guess. But also, I knew some of the people in it. Gary Goldman was in it.
Yeah.
Brian Callen was in it. Someone else I'm forgetting right now. Other comedian was in there. But it was interesting to see those guys in there. But
sure.
And I do like that they incorporated, because if it's in the 80s, but they're doing viral videos. No, it wasn't viral. It was that he showed it on. So I missed that part. I missed why did he get famous?
So what it is the Robert De Niro host got a hold of a clip of
him bombing
and played it on his show
and made fun of it
and everybody
said, hey, look at this clip
Stu's just laughing at
not him. Everybody can do this, you know, everybody can do my job, here's proof type of thing, and showed a clip and everybody laughed about it.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so he That's how, I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was before the viral video, but that's how he got a hold of the VHS tape of him somehow.
How did the whole revolution of Joker start with the other people? Because that must have happened around the same time. Because when I came back, everyone was like, I guess they liked the fact that this guy who murdered the Wall Street guys. And because it was against the government and
there were like newspaper articles and posters up about the clown and somebody, you know, murdering these people. And they saw it as kind of a sticking it to the rich guys and you know, all that. Okay. So that kind of just started the whole thing. Right. Yeah.
I give it two thumbs up. Oh, wow. I think it's the best Marvel, DC, whatever movie I've ever seen. Because I am getting tired of all the who's got power can do what. We all shooting lightnings out of our palms now. I don't know what the rules are. I don't want to keep up with it. This movie was great because everything could have happened. So there we go.
Hey, so true to life.
Yeah.
Storyline.
True to life. Yeah, exactly right.
That's the first movie review we've done.
Mom, that was fun. Thank you for watching that movie with me.
You guys made me want to go see it, though.
Huh?
You made me want to see it now.
Oh, you should go
see it. So, actually, our spoiler review actually kind of encouraged people to go see it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers needs to kind of give us some future revenue on that. I think we'll push some people to the theaters.
They should hook us up in some way.
I think so. Yeah.
Now, here's another thing Mom and I did. When I got back to the house, we had this conversation. I said, Mom, you need to watch King of Comedy. So we went back and watched King of Comedy.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen that in a long time, but it's still holds up, right?
It's so it's funny. Robert De Niro did really good in this one as a wannabe comic.
That was back when his heyday.
He was hilarious in this film, and Jerry Lewis was hilarious.
Sandra Bernhardt's in it too.
Sandra Bernhardt. Yeah.
Was she the secretary to?
No, she was the girl that wanted to help kids.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
That was a good movie.
It's a great movie. If you want to go watch an old classic '80s, it's Scorsese.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I'm surprised it didn't do that well when it came out.
It didn't, because it came out after, I think it came out after Taxi Driver.
It's because De Niro was known, he did so good at a crazy, mentally disturbed person, which is what this character was in King of Comedy as well.
He was, but just not as dangerous. Yeah.
Right.
That
people couldn't take him as a funny guy, which is unfortunate, because it's one of the best performances ever. Do yourselves a favor. If you like Joker, go watch King of Comedy. Tell them John Reap sent you. All right, there we go. That was a Betty Boo's Movie Reviews. All right, Mom, you got to get out of here, right?
I do.
She's got to go to church. Thank you so much. Hey, we have another guest. Everybody clap for Betty.
Thank you.
All right, so Sean Satcher, come on in here and sit where Betty Reap was. Mom, you know how to get out to the parking lot and everything? Okay.
Hey.
All right.
All right, everybody. Look at this. We've got Fast Water, 33 and a third, Sebastian Sons, Sean Satcher. I hope that you have not, you're saying keep going? Okay, I hope that you haven't seen Joker. We just spoiled it.
Well, yeah, you spoiled it for me. All you nerds sitting here talking about comic book movies for an hour.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is, you don't have to be a nerd to like this one, dude.
Yeah. Should scoot down just a little bit more towards us there. There you go.
All right. Oh, yeah. John is at least getting this. All right.
Oh, well, you missed Jim. What you mean, it's a game I found at the Goodwill. Came out in the 80s.
Gender Bender.
I know the PC police are on their way.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
It wasn't super fun, but I mean.
No, it's a horrible game. It's stupid.
It's kind of okay.
I mean, I feel like you could do that with other things other than just gender.
Fantastic. Look at here.
Come on.
Look what I've got.
No, I told you I was going to get you one. Hey, Moose and or somebody in there, can you get another beer for Mr. Johnny Poovy if you're watching / listening? Or can somebody sneak away and do that? If not, okay, good. Thank you, Moose. All right. We're all over the map. This is great. This is what happens in live podcasts.
It's nuts.
Stuff happens. My mother was here.
I noticed.
Better watch The Joker. How great is that?
Wow.
Honestly, you should see it. It's a good film. It's a good movie despite the comic book stuff like you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all... Yeah. You'd love it.
Okay.
It's a good movie. Now, the great thing about Mr. Sean Sets, by the way, I like you guys are almost matching.
Look at there. Yeah. We called each other ahead of time.
There we go. We got one for Mr. Poovy, too. Look at this.
Would you like my professional bottle opener, Mr. Poovy?
Well, that's adorable. That looks like a cartoon. That looks like a Batman. It's got bat wings on it.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like comic book nerds. Well, look at your bottle opener.
Get desperate.
Getting desperate. So you got us. Okay, so here's another segment that we do on the podcast. Small town news. The towns might be small, but the
news is huge.
And Sean Setzer, what do you have for us?
Wow, this is going to be exciting today. Got an exciting story where a four-legged female shoots a two-legged female.
Oh, no.
We should tease with that, right?
That's interesting.
Do you have this pulled up?
I do, right here.
I'm going to read it out, but right there at the bottom, Alan, on down, there's actual video.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video.
Let me tell you. You want to talk about a spoiler alert?
This is just your segment. I'm going to let you take over.
This is fantastic. Let me go ahead and tell you what's going on here in Oklahoma. Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, a woman is currently recovering from her injuries after a puppy. That would be a dog.
Yeah, a puppy.
A puppy. Accidentally.
Wait, what's the headline say?
Woman shot by a puppy.
Got it.
After yellow Labrador gets spooked by a passing train.
Let me let that sink in.
Let it settle for
you. A woman.
That's a two-legged
woman. By a puppy.
Who's four-legged.
Right.
Puppy was frightened.
And then what? And then comma. Then what?
Well, the reason why was because of a passing train.
So, okay, I was confused with the headline. I just want to see. This is why I love / hate headlines. Because this is basically a clickbait.
It is.
Which I get it. That's what you got to do these days. Oklahoma woman shot by a puppy after yellow Labrador. I'm assuming that is also the puppy.
Yes.
Okay. Because double when you read puppy. It looks like there are two dogs involved.
Right.
Yes. Honestly, the way that
you're
you
right.
Read it,
I didn't read it that way the
Oklahoma
first time.
Oklahoma woman shot by a puppy after a yellow Labrador gets spooked by a passing train. So in my brain, we got two dogs. We got a puppy that shot the lady after a yellow Labrador got afraid
of the train. See, now I didn't read it like that the first time.
The Labrador got scared of the train and said, hey, puppy, shoot.
Yeah. That human is making that big piece of metal move down these tracks.
Right.
Kill it.
They are conspiring.
Yeah.
This is like the Dalmatians movie. You've done went to the 101 Dalmatians talking to each other now.
We're establishing there's only one dog.
There's only one dog.
Okay, but see, that's what I hate about these freaking headlines.
But it was confusing.
But you read it.
I got it. That's what got me. Go ahead.
So the dog accidentally stepped on a gun in the car and was shot in the leg. The lady in the front was shot in the leg. It says, following the freak accident Thursday, Tina Springer was rushed to the hospital and underwent emergency surgery.
Oh.
So let me find out here. Where's the...
So this lady was sitting in a car with her dog. Train goes by. This is what I'm gathering here.
Mm-hmm. Train goes by.
We're playing a little detective work trying to figure out the story here. Trying to recreate it.
Is there a video on there?
Yeah, we want to get to the video. All right. In the car. Let me tell you who was in the car so you'll know when you see the video.
Okay.
The incident unfolded about 2:30 p.m. last week while Parks, 79-year-old man, Mr. Parks, was in the car with his caretaker, Mrs. Springer, who was 44.
Oh, great. Springer.
Mm-hmm. And his dog, Molly, was waiting. They were waiting for the train to pass, according to the local outlet. So the dog is in the car in the back. We got Mr. Parks in the front, 79 years old, driving the caretaker, which is weird to me.
Okay.
44, in the passenger side.
Wait, which one's Springer again?
Springer is the female. Isn't that funny? You caught that, didn't you?
Springer. Molly.
Molly's not the Springer. Molly is not a Springer. Molly is a lab.
But she did spring.
She sprung on Springer. And this should be on Jerry Springer.
Oh, my God.
Look at there.
So many words.
Three Springers in a row.
Jeez.
How about that?
All right.
Okay, so I want you to get down there, Alan, to where the actual video is.
Got it.
Because the 911 call makes everything go right here.
It does.
Okay. So let's go ahead and click on what happened.
All right.
We might hope we don't have a commercial to front.
Well, we might.
No.
Bonus. It went off.
The dog shot her.
Yeah.
Got to
get me up.
You heard that right. A dog right there named
Mom. So hold on right there, Alan. So rewind that first part. Here's Mr. Nash after the dog has shot the lady. He's called in 911. And I want you to just listen to this, the calmest man after a gunshot wound.
Owner and tonight.
So wait, he got shot?
No, she got shot.
Shot her.
All right, he calls 911.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you very much.
The dog shot her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold right there, Alan.
Yeah.
The effing gun went off.
And they said the dog shot her.
And they,
Also, kind of ate my kids' homework.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I said, they farted too.
This is a serious calm man here. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, very calm.
You heard that right. A dog right there named Molly, accused of shooting her owner. And tonight, a belt may be the only reason that owner's alive. News 4's Peyton Yeager took a trip to the Nash area today. And Peyton, there is a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, Kevin, first and foremost, that woman, she's out of surgery. She's expected to be okay. Of course, she will have a long road to recovery. And her family tells me it all started with the loud noise of a passing train and an excited puppy.
There's a killer dog.
Oh, right there. Oh, no, right there.
Killer dog. There's a killer dog.
There's a killer dog.
Man, this has country music songs
written all over it. And then he said, I don't think, well, she's not really a killer dog.
Hold on, here we go.
Killer dog. Well, he didn't kill nobody. But the dog.
The dog shot her.
Yeah.
It's a 911 call so bizarre, even the Enid dispatcher had trouble believing it.
She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good.
Lay down.
44-year-old Tina Springer in the passenger seat with a gunshot wound through her leg. Okay. Screaming.
This is what you're caught up on.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the path you're about to
go. Okay. All right. So we got the gentleman calling in. Yeah. He's on the 911 call. Mm-hmm. Then you hear the lady who's shot.
Terribly upset.
He's not very upset. Yeah,
he's also emotional.
The lady now realizes she has a hole through her thigh.
Right.
She don't feel good.
She don't feel good.
Right.
Not good at all. Go ahead, Alan.
Here we go.
For help, 79-year-old Brent Parks behind the wheel on the phone with police.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
Turns out...
Mr. Nash is kind of, he's like, stupid, don't you know that the dog shot her, not
he's
me?
He's belittling her stupid questions.
He's like, come on, I thought I made this pretty clear.
Get me a man on the phone.
Right, he don't understand. Oh, that's my hilarious. God, it gets better.
Okay, all right.
Molly's paw pulled the trigger.
Molly, settle down.
Molly, a 7-month-old Labrador retriever. Police say the dog was spooked and jumped from the back seat onto the center console while they were waiting for a train to pass. Under that console, a loaded .22 caliber pistol. The force setting off the gun and Springer taking a bullet to her left thigh.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know.
What seemed like an...
She's bleeding out.
She's bleeding out. And Mr. Nash gives some good, tough love.
Yeah,
you're tougher than that, baby.
Yeah, come on. What's wrong with you?
It's just a gunshot.
It's a flash wound. 22.
Dog shoots you every day.
Like a shotgun or anything.
Go outside and put some dirt on it. What are you? Oh, my God. Wow. I love his voice, too.
Yeah.
He's been smoking lots of cigarettes. Yep. I feel like he's pissed off at her somehow.
It's kind of messed up his day.
By the dog. It did.
It messed up his day.
He's pissed off that he's having to deal with this.
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't blame the dog in a weird
way. No, he loves the dog.
I feel like he's mad at her.
He is mad.
And he's mad at the lady on the phone for asking him a question.
Fine, here we go.
Oh, my Lord.
This is great. Oh, my God. Oh. Keep going.
Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
The two wait for an ambulance. The pain so terrible, the dispatcher then walks Parks through making a makeshift tourniquet, a piece of clothing right off of his body.
I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Hey, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Finally, paramedic.
Well, Paul, and take my belt off. I bet he's taking his belt off a time or two. That lady or whoever. And wrap it around the head of.
The head of the.
The head of what?
The head of the hole. I guess.
The head of the hole. He says I'm wrapping it around the head of
that. The head of it.
Maybe he's used to wrapping it around the head of something. Like this guy might be into some BDSM stuff. He's used to choking people with his mouth.
I understand that. Yeah, how around the head.
I can wrap it around the head. The head of the leg? I'm learning new things. I didn't know the leg had a head on it. I mean,
it was the leg she got shot in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thigh.
That's well, I think what he was trying to say, he's probably getting a little traumatized now because he was on his way to get that carton of Marlboros and he got disrupted.
His day.
And he just smoked his last one.
Hell. But he was going to tie a tourniquet around and just go ahead and
we got 20 more seconds.
Cut the bleed awesome. Now. Okay. But, you know.
Arrived. Springer rushed to St. Mary's Hospital in Enid. Doctors say she will be there through the weekend. As for Molly, she's back at home, and the family vows to steer clear of trains in the future.
How about put the police gun away in a safer
steer
slot?
Steer clear trains.
Yeah, so that's the culprit.
It's the train.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to train the dog not to pull the trigger.
Or maybe just not have the gun laying out somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
just a puppy stepping on it will cause it to shoot off.
Yeah, wow.
I guess the safety wasn't on.
No, the safety wasn't on.
Well, the dog flipped the safety off.
Man, they should cut to the dog with like a cowboy hat and a holster, you know? And he's just like, just shooting trains.
Man, I hate those trains.
He's chasing trains and shooting them. He's like a cowboy. Oh, I love it. So wait, which one was Springer again? Was that the dude or the
Springer
lady?
Springer was the lady that got shot.
Yeah.
By the dog that was not a Springer.
That was Molly.
Her name was Molly.
On the story that should be on Springer.
And what was the dude's name? Parks. Is his
Nash
last
or Parks or something.
It's in Nash County.
Yeah, now Parks.
His last name is Parks.
Parks.
Her first last name is Springer. What was, now she was his caretaker?
Supposedly.
Yeah, that's another thing. So there might be more to this story than
could
we know.
Could be more to the story.
Tina Springer, and then Molly's the Labrador, and then Brent Parks is the
79.
Yeah, the gentleman.
So the 44-year-old lady got shot by supposedly a dog.
Oh, Springer's his caretaker.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the caretaker.
And he's driving.
And he's driving.
Or was she
driving?
And
he's telling her.
He's driving.
Shake it off. You're
shake
fine.
It off.
Shake it off.
You're fine.
But I'm wondering, maybe there's a thing. But sometimes, listen, I'm going through this a little bit with my dad. He's at a skilled nursing facility.
Yeah.
And he can piss off some of them caretakers with the way he talks. He can verbally abuse them. Maybe she's had enough. And she spouted off, and he goes, Molly, get up here! Shoot this lady! Maybe he's trained the dog to attack!
Interesting you said that, John.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because the last sentence of this is very, very interesting.
Okay.
Police also told Oklahoma News that they discovered 3 shell casings in the vehicle. Not sure if they're all from the same incident.
Wait a minute, 3 shell casings.
So more shots, we're fine.
So did Molly miss the first 2 times and only got one?
Why are we not talking about this?
That's pretty.
I'm going to call Oklahoma Ford News. Jolene Goldstein, do your homework.
Yeah, we need some more research on this.
I want to get why are those 2 empty shell cases?
So either Molly stepped on the gun 3 times.
Right.
Shooting 3 times with 2 of them missing Tina.
Right.
But see that she's missed Tina the first 2 times. She goes for a 3rd one. That one, it connects. So she's happy.
Yes.
Or.
That has to be.
Or this is the 3rd woman in the car and the other 2 didn't make it.
Oh. This is her first
Molly's
day.
Molly's aim was off the third truck.
Her first day on the
Molly's
job.
Molly's angels.
It's her first day of the job as a caretaker.
Wait, I got a theory, guys. Hear me out. Hear me out. This dude, he's pissed off at his caretaker. He wants to kill her. He can't just shoot her. I mean, that's, you know, he'll go to jail for life.
It's murder.
But in the moment, you know, he didn't care. He got carried away. And he picked up the gun. And he's like, and he shot 2 out the window.
Okay.
And then
just to scare her.
And then realized, I better not do it. And then a train scares him, drops the gun. It goes off and shoots her.
So you're saying the
dog. He blames the whole thing on the dog. And she's like, yeah, I don't want you to go to jail. You're the only reason I'm making money right now. You're the only client I have. If you go to jail, I got no more money. She goes along with the story.
Oh, so you're saying he shot her.
He shot her.
And blamed it on Molly, the dog.
Blamed it on the dog, yeah.
Because there's only two witnesses.
Right.
Molly can't speak to her.
You think the dog will talk?
It's true. You got to get Dr. Doolittle in
there. Listen to this guy. I'm sorry. I just got to play his
name. Molly, accused of shooting her owner. And tonight, a belt may be the only reason. Date a lot to unpack. Date a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to listen to this story again. Through the eyes of he's trying to murder her.
Okay.
And then realize it didn't work out.
Yep.
But now has to go with the story.
Okay, got it. All right.
First and foremost, that woman, she's out of surgery. That she's expected to be okay. Of course, she will have a long road to recovery. And her family tells me it all started with the loud noise of a passing train and an excited puppy.
There's the killer dog.
Okay, so right there. He's already kind of framing this as, you know.
Yep.
But listen, to the disappointment on this next line, though.
Well, he didn't kill anybody, but no.
That was totally, he was like, he has to kill her, but disappointed. You know, he didn't really kill her.
There's the killer dog. Well, he didn't kill anybody, but
the dog that bonus and it went off.
The dog shot her?
Yeah.
It's a 911.
Forty-four-year-old
Tina Springer in the passenger seat with a gunshot wound her leg, screaming for help. 79-year-old Brent Parks behind the wheel on the phone with police.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. Well, I had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
Turns out Molly's paw pulled the trigger.
Molly, shut down.
Molly, a 7-month-old Labrador retriever. Police say the dog was spooked and jumped from the back seat onto the center console while they were waiting for a train to pass. Under that console, a loaded .22 caliber pistol. The force setting off the gun and Springer taking a bullet to her left thigh.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know.
Damn it.
What seemed like an eternity.
She said.
F you, damn it.
Yeah, she's cussing him. Because they've not worked out the story yet. They're still in the thing.
See, okay.
One figured out.
I'll admit, on first blush, this story just sounded like a funny little story that, you know, I think there's a lot more going on here.
Dude, this is attempted murder.
He said the gun was in the console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does a puppy's paw
reach in? Well, he takes his thumb and he lifts up the console, then takes his index finger and pulls the trigger.
Oh, yeah, there's that dog. There are two dogs in this story. One is a 79-year-old man, and he's trying to kill this lady. To answer your question.
I do love that first bit that you said. You're right. When he called, and the 911 operator's one's like, the dog?
Well, and she said he stepped on it.
Yeah, I was
stepped
about
on the gun.
That's a ticket. The dog get it, see?
And then he said he stepped on the gun. He never said he pulled the trigger. He just stepped on the gun.
On it.
Yeah. We just assumed the trigger.
Well, look, I mean, there are many scenarios where if a gun's sitting in a certain way and you, I could see it happening. But
the gun just happened to be out,
laying there,
spot pointing at her.
That's Springer.
And we got three casings in the car.
Someone's not doing enough detective work.
Oh, I agree.
We need to call this police station.
Yeah.
What if we're the only ones that solves this attempted murder mystery?
Tina Springer, his fifth caretaker in the last 6 months.
Yeah. We're going to see this on Forensic Files.
48 hours.
48 hours. Yep. Man, you uncovered something here, Mr.
Snap.
you figured out this side thing here. I don't know.
You're a crack journalist here. Yeah. Around the table.
How big is this town?
Well, it's a small town. We're small town dudes. Yeah. I think it's, what did they say they were?
Is it just Barney?
Enid News and Eagle reports. Enid?
Enid.
Where the hell? Oklahoma. Let's look up Enid, Oklahoma. Find out where that is.
I mean,
Enid sounds, sound like a metropolis.
Look at the Enid.
This is front page news here.
Apparently shot by dog. Please.
Oh, apparently. Oh. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. I was wondering if maybe Andy retired and it's just Barney around in the town now.
That's what it is. This is a modern day Mayberry.
So Enid.
Enid, Oklahoma.
Where is Enid, Oklahoma?
Census. Oh, I just. Okay.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's large.
It looks like a Etch-a-Sketch town.
Where is it?
Right outside of Canton.
That's north of Oklahoma. That's a population of 49,000.
It's not that small. It's not. Ninth largest city in Oklahoma.
So, I'm telling you, the town might be small.
But the news is huge.
I know. I think this one calls for its own podcast series. I think it's good.
Dude, I think you're right.
We got a lot to dig into on this.
That was great, Sean Setzer. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Guys, we've run out of time. I can't do a John's Journal now, which is fine. We'll save it for next time. A couple things I do want to catch you up on. The Walgreens Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Still planning on doing that. I don't know if you've heard, Sean. I'm sure you've heard. October the 19th. That's this coming Saturday.
So by the time people are listening to this on Friday.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow at 3:30.
I was in there yesterday.
And? Mm-hmm.
She said, welcome to Walgreens.
Okay. Oh, did you prep it? Right did you do a little prelim work?
He's scouting out.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, then what I'm doing or that they say, welcome to Walgreens. What do you think?
Well, I think what you're doing is great.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it get on your nerves?
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need it. What are you going
to
say, Alan?
I'm just happy he's a scout.
Yeah, yeah.
Already,
yeah, so yeah. Were you the same one, Mountain View?
Yeah.
So that's where we're going, 3:30, Mountain View, Hickory, Walgreens. Meet us in the parking lot. We'll go over everything. What we're going to do, and Lance brought this up to me. He goes, well, you need to make sure you get good audio of the lady.
Ooh.
Because if you just got the glasses on and one other camera guy and you're not too close to her, he might not pick up on it. So what we need to do is someone needs to go in there as the first person, which is not we're not really counting as the first person, but they're going to go in there and lay a microphone down. They're going to go in there and put a mic, hide it close to the cash register so that every time she says it, we can pick up a good audio of her. So I'll use one of my phones. I'll just turn on the sound, recorder. So we get a good audio of her saying it. And every time someone walks in, she has to say, welcome to Walgreens. We do it however many times we can get. What I would love to do, and this is going to take a lot of work, so we probably won't do this, but it'd be great if we had the funds and the research and all that stuff. If we could all be wearing choir gowns, like we're a church choir, okay?
Yeah.
But one at a time, walk in. First thing, welcome to Walgreens. She's like, oh, interesting. We must be on the way to practice or something.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2 seconds later, welcome to Walgreens. There's another one. And we'll see how far that goes. But
You could get you about 10 gowns, and then when the person goes out, they give it to the next person.
What's going to happen is
they're staying in the store.
Gotcha.
And we're going to slowly line up and form a choir.
Oh.
And I'll be the conductor. And after we get the whole choir in there, after she's been saying, welcome to Walgreens over and over again, I'm going to go, and then we're going to go, thank you.
that's awesome.
We're just going to sing thank you.
I mean, it's a nice gesture back.
Yeah. Right.
I think they'll like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they'll like it.
Look, it's a fun prank. No one's getting hurt. No one's getting insulted. It's just like we're just noticing something that's a little annoying, and we're going to slightly annoy
you. Kind of make sure you're aware of that.
That's all it is. Yeah, yeah. So that's happening. With or without the robes.
So hopefully we'll have some footage and stuff we can show up in the next couple
weeks. I'll have the glasses, and we'll have other people with phones in there recording, and you'll edit it.
I think we do the pocket phone thing. Everybody kind of get a lot of people armed with that so we can get some footage to walk in. So,
be prepared to have your phone recording when you do this. Don't show it. Don't pointed at the lady, just sort of maybe be looking at it like something. But we'll figure that out in the parking lot.
Don't be obvious.
All right, so that's happening. What else is happening? If you go to next podcast, we got to talk about this.
Okay.
I did a show in Greenville, South Carolina at the Comedy Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I met someone that I've been wanting to meet for a long time, came to my show, arguably the reason I got into stand-up comedy.
Oh, wow.
And I never met the man face-to-face.
Okay.
I met the original Sir Purr.
Really?
Really?
Tommy Donovan is his name.
Oh.
He came to my show in Greenville. He lives in Greenville. It is real estate now.
Okay.
And he came to my show.
The original Sir Purr.
Yeah. The guy in the costume.
The one that called you out in the field.
Yeah. I met him.
Wow.
We hung out. We sang karaoke together after the show. And now we're like really good friends.
Awesome.
And we made up. I was like, dude, I have no grudge against you. I mean, honestly, you're the reason I got in this whole thing, you know. If that moment hadn't happened, who knows, maybe I wouldn't have had the confidence.
You were very mature about that, John. That's good.
I was the bigger person.
You are the bigger person. I mean, you know.
That's right.
I mean, he did give you some good material to work with. So, yeah, it started.
And so we caught up. We hung out. And I'll tell you that on the next podcast. There's also talk. I ran into a lawyer in South Carolina who has convinced me. Because this is how this came up. So him and his wife came to my show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're such huge fans. We've been wanting to see you for a long time. But we didn't even know you were in our town tonight. I'm like, well, how did you know to come see me? Well, we were just looking up comedy. Like, let's look at the comedy clubs to see who's there. And we just found out that way. That makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all I do is try to get people to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Follow me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Sign up on my email list.
Sure.
And there, here I am in their backyard, and they don't know it. So me and this lawyer, we talked about that. He goes, well, you know what? Free publicity. If you were to do this, you would get on every magazine, newspaper. I'm going to run for Senate.
Okay, that took a different turn than I was expecting. Yeah. That's good. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I was thinking something where you needed legal.
I was
going
to say maybe we needed another lawyer to legally advise you.
That's why I just blurted it out. No, right, I was trying to put you at ease.
That's much better.
If I run for Senate, they have to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's true.
Someone has to talk about it. And he's like, I'll be your campaign manager. I mean, we were drunk and joking around. And halfway into it, he goes like, I'm dead serious. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to figure this out. It's going to be a slow burn. Now, I don't know when the next elections are for Senate. But just I'm going to do it. And my campaign is going to be, I don't care to win.
Yeah.
I want you to see my new special on Amazon Prime called The Ginger Beard Man. It's available right now.
It's The Ginger Beard Man
platform.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I got to figure out other
things. Speaking of platforms, it's on Amazon. It's
Amazon, yeah. So I'm going to find a clever way to make it all happen. But I told him, this dude's a lot. I said, if you can make sure I don't lose any money doing this, I'll make the funny videos. I'll talk about it. But you got to set up the whole everything else. And he's from South Carolina, not North Carolina. He goes, well, and he sent me the rules. Are you a citizen of the United States? Have you ever been convicted of a felony? Have you ever all these rules? I go check. I'm good. So legally, I can do it.
So as long as you can do it without spending any money, they'll have to invite you to a debate or whatever. I guess.
Oh, right? That's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great. John, what do you feel about illegal immigration and how it's affecting blah 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 like. I don't know. I was watching The Ginger Beard Man the other day. And here's a quote from that. I'll just start doing my ass.
Just,
I will never answer a question. I'm going to run as an independent so I don't like piss anybody off.
No, don't.
I'm going to be right down the road, you know, but I'll skirt the issues
on both
with
sides.
My comedy. And they'll have to talk. And someone will go like, what is that?
Yeah.
Ginger.
Yeah, search Ginger Beard Man. There you go.
Got to do it.
Cha-ching, another sale.
Finish each debate with myself. Right.
Now, if I win.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If I win, then what I'll probably do is just do whatever people want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how what I feel. That's what politicians do.
I'll do a Facebook poll.
I'm going to go walk around downtown, and whatever people tell me I should be doing, that's what I'm going
to do. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. All I'll do is a Facebook poll.
Oh, yeah. Run your whole campaign by
Facebook.
Yeah.
It's going to be just Facebook.
Yeah.
I ain't going to mess with Instagram. I ain't going to mess with Twitter. Donald Trump going to have Twitter. Yeah. I'm going to be the first Facebook candidate.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to be non-controversial. I'm going to be like, gosh, you should see Chapter 2 of Ginger Beard Man. It's so funny. Kind of applies to this issue.
You're right, yeah. I think it connects.
Maybe not. So,
all right, that's interesting.
I'm going to give you more details on this later. We're still talking about that. Okay. I got some clips, some karaoke we can show next time.
You want to wait and do that next time?
Yeah, we'll do it next time. We're going along. So let me go ahead. Let's wrap it up.
All right.
Go to johnreap.com for all my tour dates. October 25 through 27, I will be in La Jolla, that's San Diego, California, Comedy Store. November 2nd, Humboldt, Iowa. November 16th, Yadkinville. Ginger Beard Man. Thank you, everybody. Sean, Betty Reap, Johnny Poopy, Alan Jackson, Moose. I'm John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody! Boom!
Oh, you didn't say bicycle.
Bicycle! Shit, that's right. I'm sorry.